President Bush had been expected to use his commencement address today at the Naval Academy to announce his plans for transforming the American military in the coming years. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld now says the president's top-to-bottom review of U.S. defense strategy will take several more months to complete, and that decisions on new military programs will need to be postponed. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
Donald Rumsfeld came to the Pentagon with a big, bold agenda to shake up the military establishment and demand a rethinking of the U.S. defense challenge for the new century. But 4 months have now come and gone. Members of Congress want to know when Rumsfeld will decide what he wants to do. Rumsfeld says he understands their impatience. Normally, he says, they'd be working on a defense appropriation bill by now.
Instead, we had a delayed transition. We had a situation where you have a new president who asked the new Secretary of Defense to undertake some studies with respect to some issues that he campaigned on and cares about and believes should be looked at. The new Secretary of Defense is doing exactly that.
Rumsfeld said the dozen or more special studies he commissioned as part of the strategy review are mostly completed, but in closed-door consultations with the House and Senate Armed Services Committees this week, Rumsfeld said it could be months yet before a new military strategy takes shape. With that comment, Rumsfeld may have meant to reassure members of Congress that they haven't been frozen out of any actual decision-making. That was the message Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan took from a committee meeting yesterday with Rumsfeld.
He has not reached any specific conclusions yet, or is he at the point yet where he can say, this is the general direction we're heading, therefore give me a reaction. But there was a concern raised by a number of members in the committee today about being involved at an early stage in this process.
Senior uniformed military officers have also complained that Rumsfeld is shutting them out of the strategy review process, and their concerns were heightened when early reports suggested Rumsfeld wanted to skip over some current weapons programs, cut back on aircraft carriers, and even eliminate a troop division or two in order to focus more defense resources on future threats, especially in Asia. Michelle Flournoy, a former Pentagon defense strategist, says Rumsfeld's review process has opened a gap between the uniformed military, largely focused on the present, and defense intellectuals who may be looking ahead.
They say, let's, accept a little bit of risk now and really plow our resources into preparing for that longer-term future. Those in this school that say, wait a minute, the military has to be about being able to protect the nation's interests today, they're a little more cautious.
Secretary Rumsfeld has heard the skepticism about long-term planning, and he's responding to it. On Capitol Hill this week, he circulated a paper summarizing defense surprises of the 20th century, a decade-by-decade tally of erroneous predictions. The notion of the 1920s, for example, that naval battles in the Pacific Ocean would henceforth be impossible. Or the assumption in the 1970s that the Shah of Iran was a reliable figure in the Persian Gulf. In his paper, Rumsfeld said history should compel planners to acknowledge that 2015 is likely to be notably different from what today's experts are forecasting. But he still argued that long-term planning is necessary, even if it means stepping on some toes.
There's no question but that change is not easy for people. Anytime anyone raises an issue about reviewing what is, it inevitably causes people who like what is and are comfortable with what is to be concerned about it.
But if the Bush administration is going to recommend big changes in defense strategy, it will have to act promptly. Members of Congress are warning that time is running out for major budgetary adjustments. And getting more money for defense could very soon be even more difficult. Democrat Carl Levin will soon chair the Senate Armed Services Committee, and he warned the Bush administration yesterday that if it wants to increase the Pentagon budget, it'll have to explain how it intends to find the money for it. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.